Hi, I'm Tim Madden from countryhq.com.au, and we're here talking with the creator of Vocal Mastery, Lee McRae. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Now, we were actually just talking about vocal lessons, and Lee, I'm curious, for a new student coming to you to have a vocal mastery lesson, what's something they can expect the first time they walk through the door?
Well, I think one of the most important things we're going to do is to actually discuss what it is that they would like to do with their voice. Where their goals are at, what kind of strategy they have insofar as what they're doing at home, what they're doing with their practice. And we just go from there. And then it's my job as the voice teacher to set a strategy up for them to take them from where they are now to where they want to go.
Yeah, I can remember over the years being told by many different teachers, you know, don't do this, don't do that. And I can remember having a vocal lesson with you where you were pointing out to me, the minute you try to think about not doing something, that's all you can think about.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I remember one of the examples that I gave you was, it's like trying to not think of the color red. I mean, don't think of red, don't think of red. And of course, all you can think of is red. Look, one of the things that we definitely do not get involved in is what not to do, if that makes sense. Let me rephrase that. We only talk about what to do, because you can give your total attention to that, but you can't be unthinking and undoing and all that sort of stuff. What will take place in its natural course is the more you do something, the less you'll do something else. And that's, in fact, the way that all habits are formed. And singing is nothing more than a repeated set of habits.
It's funny, I can remember being being slightly intimidated the first time I came for a lesson with you, because I know that you've worked with a lot of high-profile stars. And in the end, it turned out to be the opposite. It was actually quite a good experience.
Well, I'm glad you found it that way. The reality is, I don't have the celebrity version of voice teaching. What happens is everybody is on an even playing field at this particular point, and everybody gets treated exactly the same.
I've also heard, obviously, those people, they go out touring, they're all around the place, and they actually do Skype lessons with you. Is that true?
Well, that's very true. It's a remarkable thing to be able to do that with the folk. A number of these clients have been with me for 10 and 15 plus years. And so they want to maintain their vocal workouts that we've worked together on. And what a great way to be able to do that. And of course, this is now available to everybody. It simply now has taken away the whole thing of proximity, whatever country you're in, or even if you live locally and you're unable to travel, for whatever reason that is, the Skype thing is really working wonderfully.
So as a potential new student, I don't necessarily have to be able to get to you to have a vocal mastery lesson.
No, what's essential is for me to be able to hear you, and it does make it more personable if we can see each other. But you don't need to be in the room with me. There are some ways that we set that up, but it's a very, very simple thing to be able to do.
I believe you've got a special offer on the website for new students who are actually listening to us right now.
That's right, Tim. What we're doing is offering a special introductory price for a vocal mastery lesson and a digital download of the vocal mastery program. And folks can get in touch with us at lessons@vocalmastery.com.
So email lessons@vocalmastery.com and you can take advantage of the special offer and mention this podcast.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee McRae, thank you very much for your time.
Tim, always a pleasure.